To have the chance to combine a sport I love with the place I love for 20 years of my life is a privilege and honour for which I'm very grateful. But I always knew the day would come when this chapter of my life would have to close. Now, that day has arrived. That's the first paragraph of Michael Murphy's statement, which announced his retirement from inter-county football. We're going to talk about that now with a couple of guests. Good morning, Eamon McGee, 2012 All-Ireland footballer, columnist. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
Good, and good to have you with us. And we'll go first, if that's okay, to Declan Boner, former Donegal senior football manager, 92 All-Ireland winner as well. I mean, what can you say, Declan? The one thing about a retiring sports person, and thankfully, you know, Michael's so young and healthy and so much life ahead of him, but we have an opportunity, don't we, to celebrate his life and accomplishments. He gets to hear it, which is nice, Declan.
Yeah, that's for sure, and what a career it was, Greg, you know. From an 18 or 17 year old when he stepped in 15, 16 years ago, I would say he didn't envisage what was going to be ahead of him, but what an outstanding player, not just on the field but off the field, and in terms of what he brought, complete package. And yeah, All-Ireland winner, captain, 5 Ulster titles, numerous All-Stars, and it just wasn't about that. It was always about the bigger picture and his love for Donegal and everything about Donegal, which made him so special, you know.
You've managed some great players, Declan, over the years, and you're also a great player yourself, so you have an extra special insight into it. What is it about someone like Michael Murphy that he can get out that extra couple of percentage points that puts him, you know, above everybody else?
Yeah, for a big man, Michael was blessed with brilliant skills. He had it all. He could one ball. He was big, strong, powerful. He could take players on. He had a great touch. He could hit frees from anywhere inside the 50-metre line. He could take it at 9 times out of 10. It was going over the bar. And he was just a complete package. But what he brought in terms of the leadership, and it wasn't about Michael Murphy, it was about the whole group. And, you know, you see good players and you see them playing and, you know, maybe some of it's a bit individual. But Michael was all about the team and what he could bring to the team. And he was very, very selfless in that sense. But, it was just a complete package. And, you know, what you saw on the day of a championship match, an Ulster championship match or whatever else, it was exactly what he brought to the training pitch. And I know Eamon would have faced him many times on the training ground, and Eamon would have felt that. And, you know, he brought the best out of everyone, every day he went out onto that training ground.
Yeah, give us your insight, Eamon, into, I suppose, what we would see, but then again, what other players, the likes of Declan, would see too, the off-the-pitch stuff, the training stuff, the dressing room stuff.
Listen, it's a sad day for Donegal GAA. You know, I think we knew it was coming in terms of we just thought it might have been another few years, and it kind of is one of them times where it just stops you in its tracks now. But in terms of what Michael Murphy brought to the dresser, and probably a lot of people just didn't see it, was he wasn't a man for, you know, roaring or shouting, or he could do that now, but he preferred to lead by example, I felt. And, you know, I always give the example that he nearly shamed you if you weren't at the level. He was just at the level, you know, most of the time, 95% of the time, and if you weren't at the level, he would shame you into not, you had to get there if and just leading by example on the training ground. And and I think it's been touched upon in a lot of the tributes that's been out there in terms of what a good guy he was, what a, you know, genuine and down to earth, and there's no ego at all with Michael for someone of his ability. And there's just someone that's universally loved amongst the GAA and the wider community in Donegal.
Yeah, because there's multiple roles, isn't there? There's that team leader role, there's actually doing it on the pitch, but also obviously, you know, having to spare the time, as he did very generously, for particularly young fans and what have you, and then being pulled left and right by the press. You know, when you're an elite player, there's an awful lot of demands on you, Eamon.
Yeah, I would get wee small glimpses of it in terms of the demands that we're putting Michael, in terms of people texting him asking, can you be here, can you do this, young players. And he was always so giving of his time, and, you know, Declan talked about the bigger picture. Michael understood that better than anybody I know, in terms of the bigger picture of what Donegal GAA is and what it means to the whole lot of us. And as he got older, I felt that he was trying to impart that on the younger players coming through, and that's so, because like Donegal GAA will still be here when Murphy's gone, and you know, he was the first man to say that how important it is to everybody and how important that we look after it and we pass it in a good shape to the next generation.
Declan, I mean, maybe he dropped a hint, and there were some talk going around that maybe this announcement was imminent, but did the timing of it come as a surprise to you, Declan? Or maybe it's probably a natural time, as there's a bit of a transition with management and what have you. What do you think of the timing of it? Any surprises for you, Declan?
Not me, Greg. I have had a lot of conversations with Michael over the period, and just felt, you know, I knew myself coming out of Clonus on when our map was the qualifiers, that was going to be my last day in charge of Donegal. And I just felt there was going to be a number of players also probably going to look at where they were at. I did feel that Michael definitely had another year or two probably left them, but no one knows better than Michael himself. Sometimes it's very, very difficult to bow out and to know exactly when's the best time. And I feel Michael's bowed out at the very, very top. You know, over the last number of years, I've been involved for the last 5 years now, and he's been exceptional. But I think he's bowed out at the very, very top. And, you know, Michael knows himself 15 years, and he's put the body on the line every night he went out. Every day he went out to represent Donegal. So I think he knows himself that his time has come. And as I say, time doesn't stand still for anyone. But, you know, what a legacy he leaves behind.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? We can all be so envious of it. Declan, do you think that maybe, out of respect, maybe others allowed him to make his announcement first? Do you think we might see a few other people maybe thinking it's the time to bow out from inter-county football?
Well, the rest of the squad are reasonably young. I mean, it's you know, they're all in their mid-20s, bar maybe one or two. There's no, you know, Neil stepped away after a huge career a couple of months back, and those are two huge figures to leave a dressing room, and you know, it's very difficult to fill that void, and you know, it's going to be up to the rest of the guys now to try and come in and fill it. It's not going to be easy, that's for sure, and it's probably not the start that Paddy Carr or Aidan Oak would have envisaged, but it is now what it is, and as I say, we have to get behind those two guys and you know, wish Donegal well going into 2023. But you know, yeah, two colossal figures in terms of what Neil and Michael have brought to that Donegal jersey over the last 15, 16, 17 years.
And I suppose, Eamon, good management, you would probably try and use this in some way to your advantage, as difficult as that might seem, to say, look, now's your chance to step up. You be the next Michael Murphy.
Exactly. Listen, we're lucky now that we have the template in terms of what we want from a leader and what we want from a player, and it's fresh in the memory for a lot of players. So a lot of them players will have learned from Michael and looked up to him, and you know, there's a void there. There's no point saying anything else. There's a void there, and it's up to the lads to step up. But you know, they've been under the wing of Michael for this last few years, so they have they'll do it no bother. I've utmost belief in them.
Yeah, Declan, what's your greatest memory of working with Michael, or even maybe when not?
Yeah, no, listen, as I said, it's just, you know, just his attitude and his desire to do well for Donegal and the people of Donegal. He's such a proud Donegal man, and, you know, you talk about leadership, and, you know, the one thing about a good leader is that you bring other people along with you, and Michael done that, and, you know, it was always part of what we were about in terms of trying to get the rest of the guys to step up to the mark to be that leader, you know, I think Donegal football is not in a bad place, that's for sure. There's a lot of very good footballers out there. But, you know, the loss of an iconic figure like Michael Murphy is not easy. But that day was coming, you know, whether it was this year or probably next year. But he's made his decision. And but I'm sure Michael Murphy's not going to be lost to Donegal football. He'll probably go and spend some time with the club, Glenn Swally. He's a big year ahead next year for himself personally. And I know he's going to be back at some capacity, whether it's going to be head coach or manager down the line of Donegal. He's definitely will be involved again, you know.
And he's going to remain busy. Sometimes when you have these conversations, you could be forgiven for thinking that he's going to be on a beach somewhere sipping a pina colada, but the fella's probably going to be more busy now with everything else going on once he doesn't have to give the same level of commitment to inter-county football.
Well, exactly, no, Michael. I don't think I can see Michael lying about the beach for too long, he'll definitely be active. He's heavily involved with the head of sport and ATU. He's heavily involved with his club, Glenswally. He led Glenswally to a minor final there a couple of weeks back, so he's into his coaching. He's managed the Sigerson team at ATU, Larry Kenny. And now he's going to be definitely involved in coaching and managing the down the line, and you know, from a Donegal perspective, and you get that sense even from his parting statement that he's going to be he will be involved in Donegal football, and you know, that's a certainty, you know.
All right, Declan Bohner, former Donegal senior football manager and 92 All Ireland winner. Thanks very much for now, Declan. I appreciate it. Eamon, your dig deep into the memory banks. What stands out for you in your time playing with Michael?
There's a few memories now, but I think the biggest one is 2014, where we beat Dublin in the semi final. You know, we were written off, and you know, just embracing Michael at the end of the game, and just seeing what it meant to him, and he was emotional, and seeing your leader get emotional just with pure joy, it was just a really, really special moment, and just embracing him after that, and the crowd singing Donegal and roaring, and you know, just seeing the joy in his face for this result is something that'll stick with me now.
Yeah, and it's not easy to even, no matter how busy you are outside of life, be it work or involved in coaching or whatever it might be, family life, it leaves a big hole stepping away from inter-county football, or I'm sure. I know all players are different. I don't know exactly how.
It does leave a big hole, surely. There's like, I would have had this discussion with Michael for the year after I retired, in terms of, you know, you don't realize how selfish you are when you're in that bubble, in terms of, you know, you're asking people to cover for you with family, and you know, you're missing out on certain events. And then now when I look at it now, I think that how lucky we were to be in that bubble, you know, for the year when you gain that freedom, and you think, oh, there's a lot more to life, but you're so lucky to be involved in that inter-county setup, and you know, when things are going well and you're part of a group like that there, and he will feel he'll miss it, you know, he's in that mode since for the seniors since 2007. So when it's Tuesday night, and when he, you know, he'll be in the routine if he goes to pack the gear bag, and he won't have that now. And you know, he's due to get married next year to Annie now. So I'd say Annie could be trying to find some hobbies for him to get out the door, so because he can get away.
Any
with
suggestions?
Crab too,
Ottery? I don't know.
I'm going to try and get him signed for Gidor Celtic down about the soccer team down about Gidor there now. So
right.
I'll just, once his phone cams down, I'll approach him with the transfer papers.
Okay, well, we'll see. Maybe him or Ronaldo, one of the two. In terms of his involvement in Donegal going forward, I mean, he's assuming to be a manager at some point. There are those, whether out of knowledge or hope, thought that maybe even this time round he could go in there as some part of some team. It's not unheard of for a player to step, you know, off the pitch and into the dugout, so to speak. Do you think, I mean, it's inevitable he will. It would have been too soon now, maybe, for everything that's going on in his life. Do you think, Eamon, but it's an inevitability, hopefully, that at some point that he'll be leading managing a Donegal team?
It's inevitable. It's whether he gets involved at underage and works his way up, but for what he's done in terms of the work with his club, in terms of the work with Larry Kenny University there, he has a lot of experience at the time, and the way he looks at the game, the way he learns about the game, like he's going to be a coach or a manager, and that's just, it's a matter of when, and just hopefully we can get the structures in place to have the players just to hand over to him, and you know, him to hopefully bring back another Sam Maguire to Donegal.
Yeah, and finally, I mean, this as a former player, but also I suppose as a fan as well and a supporter, it is difficult, I suppose. It's another complication as a new management team sort of starts planning for the season ahead. What impact do you think this has on our success chances? Or
no, it's detrimental in terms of, there's Michael felt had 2 maybe 3 years left of him, so you're losing a player of that quality. So again, it just comes down to the lads stepping up now. Michael would have led, and I would have been critical of a few of the lads that just, you know, let Michael do all the donkey work in terms of making him the leader all the time. And it's up to them now to step up and that void we talked about, to fill that void and become that leader, because the ability is there. The ability has always been there in Donegal. It's just matching that with the mentality now. And Michael always brought that mentality. And it's up to the lads now to bring it, because they have the ability.
And who's to say they won't step up and
they will, and
surprise everyone. All right, great stuff, Eamon. It's always great to speak to you. Thanks so much for joining us today. All right, take care of yourself. All right, that's Eamon McGee there. He himself, an All-Ireland footballer, of course, All-Ireland winner 2012, columnist as well. And we thank also Declan Boner, former Donegal senior football manager, and All-Ireland winner in 1992. Hi, Greg. We'd just like to say what an ambassador Michael Murphy has been for Donegal GEA. The passion, leadership, the pride he brought to Donegal. I hope he might be involved in the backroom team this year, Tyrconnell Abu. I'm not sure the statement from him seems to indicate that he definitely, hopefully, would see a role for himself in the future. But presumably, I presume he could have, you know, people have talked in the last few seasons about what position he was playing in and this, that and that. But I'm sure in a new managerial setup, if not the old, he certainly could have said, look, I think this is where I play best and this is what I can do for the next year or two. But he's obviously decided he does not want to play inter-county football anymore for everything, for all the reasons he's outlined in his statement. But no doubt he will in the future at some point, as Eamon said, and he knows far better than I would. He will be leading that team out at some point. Best of luck, Michael. Thanks for all the great memories. Hope to see you back in some role for the county in the future. That comes in from Tommy and Breed McGinty. Keep them coming, 086 60 25,000. A little later on, we'll be joined by Jim McGuinness.